Hello, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM coming to you from Vancouver campus, UBC, from unceded Musqueam territory. You are listening to Soul Sandwich, and I am your host, Ola. Right now, we are playing a bunch of random songs that I've never listened to before. I'm just going to like play them off because today is going to be random Thursday. So, yeah, just stay tuned and don't go away. First off, we have X Prime from their album PM, and the song is called I Can't Take No More. And then after that, we have an artist called Aura Kogan, and then the song is also a number four song, Repatterning. Yeah. So, yeah, don't go away. Totally just enjoy yourself. And hopefully, you all enjoy this random selection. Enjoy.
Stairs.
right. This is CITR 101.9 FM and coming to you live from Vancouver campus, UBC, on unceded Musqueam territory. You're listening to Soul Sandwich. I'm your host, Ola, and you just heard two songs. The first song was by X-Prime, and the name of the album is called PM. The name of the song is called I Can't Take No More, and as you could hear, it was a person that couldn't take any more. X-Prime, they seem to be a very great band. I think they play all over Ontario and Quebec. And the description here is, musicianship reigns supreme among X-Prime's four multi-instrumentalist members. Multi-instrumentalist, cool. They've made a name for themselves by playing all over Ontario and Quebec, weaving their way through harmonies, fancy fretwork, and beats with loop-de-loop roller coaster ease. It's safe to say that the guys know their way around a well-written song, and PM is a sampling of just that. So yeah, great songs. Recommended tracks are All to Myself, Amido, and This Time. So check them out. I think they have a Spotify as well. They have an album just out. And yeah, the next song we had after that was by Aura Kogan, a female artist from Canada. And yeah, she's a great artist. She's part of the Hidden City Records. And the song was made by her, both vocals and the acoustics of the guitar. So she's great. The name of the album is called Crystallize, and the name of the song was called Repatterned. Very, very interesting song. Yeah, so in case you're just like listening in and you're like, wait, where's Soul Sandwich? You know, what's up? Soul Sandwich is going through a random selection phase right now. I am just randomly selecting songs that I've never heard of before, and I you know, just want to see where it goes, you know, just go with the flow kind of thing. So we heard X-Prime and Aura Kogan. Up next, we have Tops and Homeshake. Tops has a song called Outside, and Homeshake has a song called Give It To Me. And then after that, we have by Rara, a band. The name of the song is called Prairie Girl from their album The Poet's Dead. So stay tuned, don't go away. We have Tops up next with the song Outside from the album Picture You Staring. All right, enjoy.
I never say goodbye. Never say goodbye. Say goodbye. Never say goodbye. What kind of precious fool am I to never say goodbye? They've got us by the millions, babe. They've got us by the trial. Say goodbye. Never say goodbye. From the moment we are born, we try to never say goodbye. Never say goodbye. What kind of precious fool.
All right, and we're back, Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. All right, so we had four songs. We had a song by Tops, and we had a song by Emilia Coron, who is, I know that I said this was going to be a random selection, but it was, and I somehow like managed to like pull her up, so. I swear I'm not lying, I swear. Yeah, the first song was by Tops, that was with Outside, from their album Picture You Staring. Sounds a lot like Always, the band that gave us Archie Marry Me and Adult Diversion. And after that we had Homeshake with Give It To Me from their Give It To Me album. Give It To Me. And we had Ra Ra with their song Prairie Girl from their album The Poet's Dead. And then we came up to Emilia Coron with Never Say Goodbye from her They Promised You Mercy. All composed by her, apparently, every single song on the album. Yeah. Yeah, she's a really great artist. I used to play her a lot like last year. And yeah, she's great. Up next, we have Frazee Ford, another of the artists I played a lot. But these songs are randomly selected anyway, so my liking it has nothing to do with it. I will probably play Die Mannequin with Knock Me Out. And then I have to play this Mick Jenkins song produced by Catronata. It's different from like the... I wasn't expecting the whole feel of the show to be kind of slow, so... I apologize if it's not to your liking. But yeah, we have Mick Jenkins with a head. Disclosure, I'm sorry, disclaimer, this word is kind of like not for 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds and younger kids. The name of the song is called Head Ass, and the song is by Mick Jenkins, and the song was produced by Kitronada, and it was created as a diss track towards this artist called Vic Spencer. So yeah, stay tuned, don't go away. We first have Frazee Ford with Done from her album Indian Ocean. All right, enjoy.
Listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down. Climbed
up. Oh.
Isn't there anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium, October 22nd. An evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder. Located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
There's still time to apply to Shindig 2015. Compete in CITR's very own Battle of the Bands. Be a part of Shindig history and join past contestants like Japan Droids, Bond of Tigers, the Pack AD, Mystery Machine, and the Organ. Win studio time and track mastering, showcases at North by Northeast, Canadian Music Week, and Music Waste, and much more. All genres welcome. All we need is a 3-song demo and your contact info. Please email all submissions to shindig.submissions@gmail.com by midnight on Monday, September 28th. Be a part of Shindig 31.
The Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day would come.
Taking every hit from
place you're blaming I'm done. I'm done. I used to think I owed the best parts of me to Sue, the holes in your life and the cracks in your seams.
Now
All right, Vancouver, this is CITR 101.9 FM coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. The last three songs you heard were, the first was by Emily Coron with Never Say Goodbye from her They Promised You Mercy album. Emily Coron is an amazing artist. I've played her a couple times on the show. This is a randomly selected track list, by the way. So in case you're just like popping by and you're like, hey, this is Soul Sandwich, and like the music doesn't sound as like, I want to say the word shitty, but I won't say the word shitty because they might be kids listening. But yeah, like you're like, oh, this is really good. Yeah, this is a randomly selected show, and all the songs apparently are really good. The first was by Emily Coron, and then the song that played after that was by Freezy Ford. The name of the song was called Done from her album Indian Ocean. And then we had Die Mannequin with Knock Me Out from their Neon Zero album. We are almost at the close of the show. Right now, I'm just going to play like one more thing. I'm going to play a song by produced by Kay Tronada, Canadian artist, selection, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you want to call it. And he produced the track for Mick Jenkins on a diss track against Vic Mensur. We've been all waiting for the reply to Dick Jerkins, the song, the diss track that Spencer made, and we finally have it. I think it was released 20 hours ago, and it is kind of a big deal. It's I would call it fire, you know, with the 100% sign thing, but like, yeah, it's also, it's really great. Stay tuned. I'm actually gonna play it right now. Don't Go Away, it's a really good song. I mean, it's not a really good song, it's a good diss track. So like, he if you know what diss tracks are, you know, the like, you know, we wait on them, and then when they come out, if it's either good or it's bad, and like this kind of satisfied us. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere. Mick Jenkins with Head Ass, produced by Kay Tronada. Enjoy.
Old ass nigga, plastic on the couch's head ass.
Care about giving this nigga shine, and ain't no light that he can use it, don't make me know, never mind. Ain't nobody about to hear that shit and think to click rewind. What is rapping these days? This shit need to be defined. I mean, let's start with the quality of your videos. Guess who's who? This Uvu versus Vimeo. Blues Clues with the verses. I got all these kids' attention, not to mention all these niggas in your mentions, cause they fuck with me. And this is only 1%. My nigga, that's luckily for you, Craig. Match it, it could get really ugly for you. In reality, this ain't even really nothing new, dog. You even got into it with Lou, dog. Vic Mensa, Joey Perk too, dog. It's like it's what you do, dog. Like you reading off cue cards or something. That's just an observation. Rough around the edges like you playing Operation. Struggle bars, but don't let me break your concentration. Know you need it. Know you heat it, cause the city cold to you. And you probably feel like some of that money saved is owed to you. Cause niggas that your dumbass thought was little bros to you gave some cold to you and a bitch and you showed through you. And I bet this publicity go to you. Will tell the people how you just dropped a shitty album. I could've posted the link to that shit as the cover to this song and probably still could predict the outcome. How come? If no fans, then there's no projection. A double entendre, Mick Jink for re-election. You PMS and all that hatred needs some redirection. Still surface level water supposed to teach you deeper lessons. I guess you just another nigga missing it. And everyone that co-signed you, now that I mention it, yeah, see, you was driving way, way too fast. They gassed you all the way up, now you just wasting gas. I mean, I could've retweeted the comments under every post. At this point, responding to you's just doing the most. At this point, I could just let it be done. But these days, I ain't been that good with holding my tongue, dawg. You can't fuck with me, your dawg. You insane, I'm Usain. Can't keep up with me, your dawg. It's like you bolted to the floor with this shit. I'm on the 47th floor with this shit. Opening doors with this shit. On tour, nigga, turning down whores with this shit. You talking crazy, I implore you to quit. 34 years, you still ain't figured it out yet. I'm way more plugged into your creative outlet. 10 years my senior, but I couldn't tell by your demeanor. And your court serving love like a young Serena. Your take on this situation is astonishing. No one cares about irrelevant accomplishments. It doesn't even matter if you respond to this.
It's been apparent that a long time ago you lost consciousness. I'm trying to wake him up, y'all. It's inception. He's in limbo. I think this nigga stuck, y'all. I mean, who really gives a fuck, dawg? Don't really care about giving this nigga shine. It ain't no light that he can use it. Don't make me no, never mind.
Alright, so that was the diss track by Mick Jenkins called Head Ass, and it was produced by K-Tronada, Carrying It His Own. And I have only one song left. It's called Applaudisse by Inyanya, a Nigerian artist. And I've actually never heard it before. I just like saw it, and I actually think it just came out quite recently. I don't know, but that depends on what you think is recent. It will be my last song before I head out, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Inyanya is one of my favorite artists anyways. He made the song Le Kwaku and a bunch of other songs that I can't bring to mind right now, but they all involve a lot of dancing and a lot of intense, fun dancing. So, yeah, hopefully this is like that. But I did hear he was like trying to get into like more slow music, which is kind of like a bummer, but I'm sure it's gonna be great as well. So Applaudisse by Inyanya, and I won't be coming back after that. Hopefully I see you guys next week, and hopefully I'll be with my co-host Rohit, DJ Rohit. I know you guys missed him, but he's been having school all week, so hopefully we are both together here next week, and we'll be here spinning some tracks, and Rohit brings his own cool jams as well. So all right, I will see you guys next week. Enjoy.
I want you to know that I love you so.
still are.